Lesson 7.1. Exercises 6B and 7A. Outsider art. How it found its way in.
Modern art can be strange. Here's some of the work that's turned up in galleries. A sliced-up shark, a video of a wall falling down, a self-portrait made of wire and string, lights going on and off. No wonder someone said about the modern art scene, the lunatics have taken over the asylum. And there's also the rise of outsider art. What exactly is it? It's art produced by people who are on the edges of society, prisoners or people with mental illness who are untrained as artists. They often have a history of institutionalisation, orphanage, asylum, prison, little or no education, and an obsession with art making. Their work tends to show fantasy worlds and extreme mental states, and it's made of anything that comes to hand. In the past, art meant oil paintings and watercolours. These were painted using a canvas that was placed on an easel. The artist would do a sketch first, using a pencil or perhaps charcoal. Then he or she would apply the paint with a paintbrush. In contrast, outsider art can mean sculptures of gorillas made of tin foil, plastic Star Wars figures glued to boards, chairs made of chicken bones and stuffed squirrels fitted with angels' wings. So, what's happening now? It seems that outsider art is becoming insider art. At a recent Venice Biennale, one of the world's biggest art exhibitions, the main attraction was an installation, Il Palazzo Enciclopedico. This was a copy of a 1950s work by self-taught Italian Marino Oriti, 1891 to 1980. According to the Biennale's artistic director, Oriti had built an imaginary museum that was meant to house all worldly knowledge, from the wheel to the satellite. Why is outsider art suddenly popular? For several years, there's been a growing interest in alternative art, graffiti, collage, handmade objects, digital photography, and multimedia works. As a result, major museums and galleries are starting to exhibit the work of self-taught artists, and art dealers are capitalizing. Among today's finest outsider artists are the Dutchman Huub Niessen, whose drawings are in permanent collections all over Europe, and the Brazilian Marilena Pelosi, who says, "If I didn't draw, I would die." One of the earliest outsider artists was William Edmondson, 1874 to 1951. The son of former slaves, Edmondson was a self-taught sculptor and the first African-American to have an exhibition at the Museum of Modern Art in 1937. Another outsider artist was Hua Fengyi, 1942 to 2010, from China, who made ink drawings. She had worked in a rubber factory, but retired at 39 because of ill health. Later, she began to have visions, for example of imaginary beasts and angels, which she included in her work.